You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky. I'm sweating for Jesus. How about you?
How about you? How about you?
Hello, you're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
Hi.
And we also have a special guest in the house today.
Yeah, hey, go!
That's Kathy, the infamous Kathy we've talked about in previous episodes.
The one that we've been talking to, that we're going to get on the show.
The one that said
she's
our
here.
Show may be too vulgar.
Yes, but she's here.
They're wild. Yay! Thank
Kathy,
you, guys.
Kathy. Well, I guess today what we'll do is we'll start out with our comment that we received yesterday on our website from my friend Melissa in Virginia. I don't know if
go
you
go vagina.
I don't know if you listen
Virginia.
To. Well, Gina thinks it's all about her. So
yes.
But
you know,
Gina.
Kathy's here now, so
yeah.
It ain't.
Oh.
Excuse the Gina.
Oh, we have a new diva in the house.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sometimes.
So, this is my friend Melissa, who I talked about in episode one about, remember, when I was younger and me and my girlfriend would go to the bar and
yes.
pick up a straight guy and take
her.
Him to the house. That's her.
This is Miss Thang.
This is the one that helped me.
Ooh.
This is,
Miss Thang.
Hi, girl. We need to go partying.
She's married and has a child now.
You're
that's
free.
All right. She don't have to do anything. I'm the one that's, you know, looking for dick.
What?
You'll learn, Kathy, that Gina is...
Gina's all about the dick.
Yeah.
I already know that.
Well, I didn't know that until the first episode.
Yeah. Truth be told, like, Eddie is too, but you know, hey, I know
who?
Gina is. Eddie.
Oh. I thought she said me.
No.
I was like, what?
No, not you. I haven't started on
no,
that
I
yet.
Meant, I thought you meant you.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. I don't, do the dick.
You don't do the dick.
No. No dick inside her.
Ah! Oh, wow. Ah! Sweating for Jesus.
Yeah, girl, let's
okay, let's talk about this comment.
Okay.
She says, hey, Missa here. I called her Missa instead of Melissa.
Okay.
It's just a nickname.
It's your pet name.
She said, yeah, you know, that close friend from back home in Virginia, ooh, vagina, is for lovers. Wow, it was great hearing your story about us in Radford. I'm glad you got something from the guy that came back with us. He tried it with me, but he was a little too desperate for me. Besides, I couldn't help but think of how great it would be if it were Doug instead. Doug was a guy that I totally had a crush on at the store we were, our restaurant we worked on. And I thought he was gay, and he sounded gay. He walked gay. I mean, he had a lisp like he was gay.
Smell a duck, like a duck, it's a duck.
Yeah, but...
it wasn't a duck.
We had a party.
It was artificial.
We had a party at our apartment just to see if he was gay. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't.
A coming out party. Oh, how
and
that
guess what?
Knew.
His father
That's
was a preacher.
Cool.
How great that would have been.
How they are.
But I didn't have the luck with that one as I did Aaron. But
God, children are the worst.
She said, well, the show is funny and I like hearing your voices. Great to meet you, Gina. I got
Hi.
A story you can share for your show. Lady that pissed you off at checkout lane in Walmart. Yes, fill them in about that. And what's worse is I had to see the lady again when she came by the dealership to order a car manual. She works at a car dealership. We won't go into the rest of that. But there was a lady at Walmart. I no longer work there. And I was in line. And I was purchasing my groceries. And there was a lady behind me that said, could you stop talking to the clerk? That's not her job to talk to you. And I went the fuck off. I had enough of Walmart. And I didn't work there
excuse
anymore.
Me.
I said, you know what? This is not a fucking gas station. You do not come in and you do not come out. Shut the fuck up. And the lady was like, oh my God, did you hear how he talked to me? Did you hear how he talked to me?
Be
I
like,
have your job. And I was like, I don't fucking work here anymore. But Melissa was with me who did work there.
Oh, shit.
And she said, well, I'll have her job. That bitch didn't do nothing. Anyway, that's
well,
the story
anyway,
job.
Yeah.
I said street a couple walker. More things, but also she had like a 7-year-old kid
yeah,
beside
so
her.
You tried
and
to
I felt
down.
Really bad. But I did say sorry when I left,
mm-hmm.
but just that time.
I don't
I just,
like people like that.
The children haven't heard worse than that.
I'm like,
Jesus
the person
Christ.
Is there to make the customer happy.
Exactly.
And if that's the fucking talk, that's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, as long as she wasn't standing there like filing her nails and chatting, right. You know, as long as she's still working, I don't see what
right.
the big deal
and she was. Putting, she was standing the shit through.
I had them just like stop
multiple
checking and just like, oh, all about their business. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't really give a flying rat's
this
butt.
This is not the newsstand. I don't need to hear about you. Just, I want you to scam a grocery.
Can we get
but I like talking to them. This was also an old coworker of mine, so we were friends, and
exactly.
we were just making conversation.
I talk
and
to
she,
cashiers all the time.
Yeah,
it makes they look at you like you're crazy because
right.
it's like
they're like, "Ooh, someone's fucking talking to me.
What the hell do you
what
want?
The hell do you want? I'm gonna lose my job."
Oh shit! Yeah.
So anyway, that's the story about that. We did have a few other people comment. Well, we still have the iTunes feedback, but it'd be make us even more happier if people went to iTunes and gave us a review.
Yeah, so we have more than just one.
Oh, and also we were featured on a podcast. I forgot
Yay.
To say this on by
we
Larry
got,
Vader, who is on.
Felt good too.
Plug it up. Plug it up.
When I heard our plug, I got all wet.
That doesn't surprise me.
And the seat was kind of nasty, too.
Yes.
I'm sure
there's
it was.
Because
he's a freak.
Anyway, we were plugged by a podcast called Little Fatty Podcast, or the Little Fatty Cast. And it's out of Charleston, South Carolina. And I think, it's Charleston. Yeah, Charleston, South Carolina. And it's by a guy named Larry Vader, and he also has a co-host named Big Fatty, and they work in an office like we do. But they call it the coal mine.
Oh.
Is anyone by the name of Master Vader?
No. Nobody named Master Vader.
No, that's Fisherman, honey.
Fisherman?
Uh-huh. Junior uh-huh. Vader, Master Vader.
That's right. Sushi. Mm.
So they're not as fortunate as we are to work in hell?
No. Well, apparently there is a person there that makes their life a living hell, and they call her the Skull.
Oh.
And she's just totally whacked out. I won't go into that, but maybe you can download their podcast because it's so great.
That's what's weird. It's like, okay, they only have one person that's giving them hell. We have a whole
crew
entity mm-hmm. that gives us fucking hell.
Like, are we the only real people there? Like,
we work in hell, and the devil is our boss.
Yes, tall, dark, and
I
ugly.
Love
it's
telling
the devil
people
in
that.
The angel's body. Yes,
I love telling
Ooh.
People that. Where you work at? Hell. The devil's my boss.
We've already told them that we work at a major phone company.
Oh,
but
Jesus.
We didn't go into any details, so because we don't. And Eddie,
major hell phone company,
right? Eddie told them the first podcast. You know, he was all about being secret because he's afraid he's going to get so famous that he won't be able to stand herself.
I know.
So,
how she is.
Gina,
of course,
decides on the first episode
Gina.
To say, "Oh, well, in Polk County," and then I was like, "We're not supposed to say that." And then the second episode, he says, in Lakeland. So now
definitely
they know.
Not supposed to say that.
So now they all know we're from Lakeland, Florida.
You can move to Tampa.
Yes. To the left
But
nut.
See, no.
Tampa,
no, see, I'm going
nut.
South, so it's the right one.
She wants to be the right nut to the left nut.
You know the nuts, or and the big dick. Mm-hmm. We live on the big dick. I don't know if I can get off the big dick.
Well, you can stay on the big dick. Don't bring it to the right
dick
nut.
Dick is good. Dick is good.
Don't bring it to the right nut. Because, see, I'm going south.
Mm. Yes.
Tropical.
South.
Paradise. Retirement.
South, huh? Yes, a lot of them go. To the
a lot
bush.
Of lesbians go south, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
To the bush.
To the Y.
To the bush.
Yes. To the bush, to the hole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get sweaty for Jesus.
Yes.
No.
They go to the
you ain't
bush.
Got a damn thing to do with that.
They beat the bush.
No, there's no
you
beating.
You go, girls.
There's no
I love
beating.
My lesbians.
There's no beating.
We were talking about lesbians the other day and how there's some of them that could probably, like, kick our ass and then send us to hell and then bring us back and kick our ass again.
Yeah, and make you like it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Most definitely
diesels,
make you like it.
Diesel dykes?
Girls?
Oh,
are you scared of them?
yeah.
You are.
Oh, God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, yes. I see one of them, it's like, oh, fuck. Here we go.
Have you seen the one at work with the leather sticker on her car? And the, like, Ford Explorer or whatever? She has the leather pride sticker on there?
You talking
she
about the one with
scary.
The pink heart and the blue and white stripe?
Yeah. Isn't that the leather?
Yeah, it's like
leather
pride. I thought it was like leather bear or something.
Yeah,
her.
It's a leather bear, but
right,
she's
yes.
a woman.
Oh,
and
which
I don't
one
think
is that?
It's The chocolate bike went.
Well, women can, like...
The chocolate
bike. We can, like leather.
Bears. But that's... I thought that sticker was for leather bears. Pride.
And
I don't think it's for women.
What the hell is a leather bear?
Oh. You didn't get that part of this book, of the gay handbook?
Well, no. I don't know if they hand out that part to lesbian community.
Maybe they don't.
Well, let me be
a gay bear is like, okay, I'm a cub because I'm young and
young.
I don't have a lot of fur or a lot of hair.
Yeah.
And I'm a cub because I'm big. Yes. Well, a bear is an older version of me, but really, really hairy. Yes. And then there's all different kinds of bears. Yes.
It's like an umbrella under the gay.
Like, skinny guys that are furry are called otters. Right.
So, like, if I was going to make that same assumption about the women on the lesbian side, mm-hmm. they would be cats.
Maybe we didn't get that in our handbook.
See, you got different handbooks than I got.
But we all get the same toasters.
See, I don't like the segregation shit.
I'm working for the microwave.
Yes. I want the washer and dryer.
I had my card revoked a few weeks ago.
I know.
Yes.
And you were very bad.
I'll let Kathy and China tell you about that.
Oh, that was hilarious. You want to start, my love?
Well, okay. My counterpart that works at this place that we refer to as hell... was sitting out one day, and my dear friend Ricky was sitting out there, and we were talking about iPods. And I just assumed that he knew that, I was a sister, but I guess not, because we're sitting there talking about them, and you rattling off all these different shows. And he's like, oh, yeah, and I also listened to a few gay ones, but you probably wouldn't be interested.
And
Gina was like, flung her hair around like Cher and said... Like, excuse fucking me? And I was like, oh.
Oops.
Oh, I know now.
The dar was not on that day.
I know. Something happened to that one.
As soon as I saw the Cher flick hair thing, I was like, whoa. Okay.
Well, see, that was the first thing that gave him away to me. Because, first off, okay, Gina, Gina's my bud.
Mm-hmm.
And her other part, too, that's hiding sometimes. But we all get along very happily in the circle.
The
first time I saw Gina, I was sitting at a table with a friend of ours, a mutual friend of yours and mine.
Named after a season. We'll just call her Spring.
No, we won't, because I know a Spring, too.
we'll just call her Slut.
Oh.
We'll just call him Wrong, okay?
Wrong. All
just wrong. Just Wrong.
All right.
So, and then, Miss Thang over here comes out for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there looking, and I went, whoa, what the fuck is that?
That's the first thing I thought, too.
And
I was like, what?
And
is,
all I could picture was like.
All I saw was black hair.
I saw black hair and light skin, and I went, oh my God, now they're hiring fucking vampires.
Gothic people. They've gotten so low.
I look at the person I was talking to, and I went, do what? I'm not understanding. It's like I was in total shock, And I've been around some weird people, I've been down in Ybor City.
Right.
Where, like, all the people are there,
Right.
I mean, I had an anxiety attack. Oh. There's so many freaks down there. I grabbed the corner, there's Freak City. I said, whoa, get me the fuck out of here. So I said to my acquaintance, I said, where is that one working at? Is he on our floor? And he goes, yes. And I went, okay. And what was that for? Oh, he just thinks he's something.
Oh, no.
Oh, like you don't.
He met his match, probably.
Like
or she
you
met
don't.
Her match, excuse me.
So, no, he.
Well, he at work.
Well,
I don't know.
Just depends on how mean you are at heart.
Right.
And I can be very mean sometimes. So I said, I wonder if he's family, because I didn't know. And about that time I turned around and I said, I wonder if he's family. And about that time you get that Cher thing going on with the hair. And I went, oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like,
it's a freaky one.
Gina, did I tell you about the whole family story about me?
What's that?
About, I had no idea what that term was.
I was 19 years old.
I went into a garage to get my car fixed. And the lady, quotation marks, you can't see them, lady, came to me and said, or, you know, she said, your total is this. And I said, okay. And she goes, are you family? And I said, I don't know. What's your last name? She goes, I don't think we are. I said, me either.
I don't think so. I didn't know
until, like, years later that that was a way of saying, are you gay?
That's just like me learning the hard lesson that whenever you're in a bar and it's almost closing time and you're speaking with someone or flirting with them or whatever, and they say, you want to come to my house for a drink? It does not mean that you're going to the house for a drink. The only thing you're going to be drinking is their wad.
Ooh. That's... I don't know what to say about that.
I'm speechless. Because I know it don't work that way with me.
But I didn't know about China. And I was, like, kind of in shock. And I was embarrassed. And then my card got revoked. And I didn't get in the mail until 2 weeks later.
That's right. Because we're very strict about
and
that.
And had to have his gaydar recalibrated, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And, oh, boy, was that fun.
You don't know how embarrassed I was. I was so embarrassed that I did not know.
I couldn't believe it.
And even my friend Brandy goes,
Mute Brandy.
Goes, you didn't know? I'm like, oh, sorry.
Okay, now I really feel stupid.
I'm like, I think I'm being straight now.
Am I turning straight? Oh, my God.
Don't touch me.
Been there. Don't do it.
He's got to have chick sex now.
No.
Chicks? Been there, done that. I don't want that either.
No, that's
so,
not
so, no. What was the topic? I forgot because we went on a tangent.
Yes, we did, didn't
we? We'd like to go on tangents.
Yeah.
They're fun.
They're fun, aren't they?
There's no telling where you're going to go.
We were talking about your card getting revoked.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I guess we're done with that. Yeah. You know what? Have you ever had your card revoked? No? You knew? What? As soon as I walked in that you knew? Oh! I'm not that obvious, am I?
Oh, my God.
How?
Should we write her a letter?
No, I'll tell her. I'm not afraid.
I'm sorry, him.
Because
tell him.
Bitch, I got my gun over here.
I bet mine's bigger. I'm on country
so.
Ass, girl. I got a gun for my 15th birthday.
Oh. What's up, I think Andy she belongs out in Polk City with the boys and the dogs.
No, I have a little bit of manners with them. I don't point them unless I'm serious about shooting them.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, to make it, you know, because I guess you just have to have gaydar, I guess, because you get this cute little face, mm-hmm. and you're so cute, and you're so cuddly, and you're so sweet, and every once in a while that hand goes the wrong way. You know,
hey,
I mean, not
well,
the,
I guess probably you know, like,
it's like my share, honey.
Yeah. Oh, like.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it happened when I used to get pissed off because I used to be Kathy's MT,
right?
Which is management trainee, and
which is
a couple
fucked up. But
right,
anyway, that's all right. Good. No,
which, but a couple times I went the fuck off, and I think they
not on me.
No. But she heard it.
Bitch knows when to step back.
No, and I was pissed. Remember when Loretta Brown pissed me the fuck off? Oh, maybe I should. I'll cancel out her name.
We will get
but, that was not pretty. I walked in the door at 7 o'clock. I clocked in at 7:02. I was going the fuck off. I was pissed.
And I just sat right back there in my little corner.
No one talked to me for the rest of the day.
Nuh-uh.
Shit, I had to go home early one day because I got pissed at my computer. I'm like, I got to go.
Oh, no.
Got to go.
My ex-boss who got fired for methamphetamine use.
Oh, yummy.
Pissed me off so bad, I didn't come back for 6 days.
So you just went on your little meth.
Who?
Meth little rant.
Let me write it down for you. I don't want to say their name.
Yes, because that's dangerous.
You didn't know that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't... Do they really consider crack methamphetamine? Is that the same thing, crack and methamphetamine?
No.
No, they're two different
But things. We had reported the issue, like, 2 months prior because we could tell there was something wrong. No one believed us because, you know, we're just peons.
Yeah.
Well, they learned the hard way because they paid that person that whole time when they weren't at work, so... Anyway, let's stop talking about work.
Yes,
yeah, so
this is how
we
do work.
First subject.
So, this is kind of like our fourth subject already.
Yeah,
yes, I know,
but...
Right? Official first subject.
And
yeah,
it's kind
official.
Of weird, and it's kind of weird because we're recording all the way through. We haven't stopped.
I know. Isn't that
which
amazing?
Is kind of cool.
Yeah.
This is the first for everything. A lot of things.
Ooh, I like
first. First guest, first straight recording. I mean, gay, straight recording.
Forward.
Forward.
The first complete forward.
Complete yes.
Forward. Thank recording.
You. Gaily forward.
Yes.
Or gaily forward.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
All about them gays.
Gina brought in a couple things about dumb laws.
Oh, yes.
Lord, and we're at a website called dumblaws.com.
Yay.
And it lists all the states, and we're just going to go through a few of them.
Let's go to Iowa.
Iowa? Okay.
Yeah, we'll probably just take a gander, see what they got out there.
See how many sheep they get to fuck every year.
That's not
Let's
Iowa,
see an
honey.
Example. This is Iowa. Iowa laws.
No, I'm talking about
Oh, about fucking sheep?
Yeah.
That's West Virginia.
I just thought they fucked there. Anything.
Oh.
Oops. Sorry.
Okay.
I love West Virginia.
All right, let's see here. All boxes used to pick hops must be exactly 36 inches long.
That's a little bit too much.
Do you know what a hops is?
That's the what they put in beer, right?
Okay. Yes. I was just keeping check.
I'm gay, but I'm not that gay. I went to Budweiser
well,
beer
now,
school.
Now, okay, wait a minute. Now, they didn't have anything to do with being gay or being stupid. It has to do with the simple fact that you're from a different part of the country, so you might not
Virginia.
Have known that. I know that, but
okay.
I mean, you know.
Okay, this is a good one. A man with a mustache may never kiss a woman in public. No, just liquor ass, that's all.
Why can't you do that?
That's Iowa law. State law.
What's
How
that?
About kisses may last no more than 5 minutes?
What about Damn, blowjobs? I wish I could buy one for 5 minutes.
What are blowjobs?
Woo, baby. Kiss me again.
That's all they have.
Okay. That's it?
Next state. Well,
let's go to Virginia. I want to go to Virginia.
No, let's don't go there because we might find out some really rude stuff.
Let's
and
see here.
Like
can't have sex with sheep more than twice.
If one is not married, it is illegal for him to have sexual relations. What?
Ooh.
I should be in jail right
here's
now.
Here's a good one.
Ooh.
Not only is it illegal to have sex with the lights on, one may not have sex in any position other than missionary.
Commonwealth, baby.
Mm. Hey.
They're all about tradition. No, let's get down. Oh, my cat's trying to be in the show now.
Okay, now, I cannot live in Virginia because you may not have oral or anal sex. Fuck you!
How are we supposed to live?
You!
I think that's what they're trying to say. No, fuck you.
It's illegal to tickle women.
Oh, Kathy, sorry.
No one can tickle your
fancy. I've always been one to break the rules.
Mm-hmm. Fuck
get
them
in front
people.
Of me. Oh, did you see where Hooters is having a bathing suit contest?
This one right here?
Uh-huh.
At my, right from the corner here? Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't know that.
On May 7th.
Are you going to go?
No.
Why not?
I wouldn't give them satisfaction in doubt. The bitches is ugly.
No, I mean, would you enter it?
Fuck no.
Why not? Wouldn't see you in a bikini?
Have you ever seen a 50-year-old elephant in a bikini?
Oh, you're not 50.
Elephant, please, Mustang.
I know. She's...
Jesus Christ. Somebody, unfortunately, at work tells her that she's gained some weight. Now
no, I got it.
Now she thinks she's a fucking Mack truck.
I can't remember her name. She moved to credit card.
So does that mean you're a diesel dyke now?
Yeah.
The one that had a heart attack?
Yeah. Do what?
Does that mean you're a diesel dyke now since you're as big as a truck?
No.
Please.
This thing is about as skinny as I am, and I'm about as skinny as a fucking Ethiopian, so.
You are skinny.
I know.
Real skinny.
I try to fatten him up.
I don't think it's possible. Florida. You have to eat.
Well, yeah, every once in a while, yeah.
Let's go Florida.
Let's
now,
go
that's
to Florida.
Why I think he should move to my house.
It's a great state.
And then
I should move to your house.
No, he should move to my house.
What's wrong? Why can't I?
Well, you can too. But because
okay.
I want to fatten him
stay?
Up.
Well, I can give him some of mine.
Well, didn't you...
We can take
it
out of me and inject it into him.
You wouldn't be a cub.
Oh, I don't care.
You don't want to be a cub.
You know, you can
be an otter.
Okay, this is the thing. You can still be a cub and not be like big. Like, when I first moved here, I was 200 pounds. I could still be a cub.
You can be like a mini cub.
Yeah.
A mini cub.
Like baby cub.
A baby cub.
A nano cub.
Yeah, a nano cub.
And speaking, well, we'll do that later. Sorry.
Okay. So now we're in our lovely state that we live in now.
Yeah.
I want to see some things.
Let's see here. Doors of all public buildings must open outwards.
Okay, and I don't like this law. It is illegal to sell your children. Excuse me? If I want to fucking sell my children, I can sell them. Fuck you.
Sell your churin.
My churin.
Your churin.
My churin.
Yes, we got churin going on.
You better sell your churin after you get your tax check.
Then you won't get a tax check if you ain't got no churin.
Excuse me. Tell me I can't sell my
children. Oh, here's
children.
A silly one. If an elephant is left tied to a parking meter, because we all have elephants.
Yes.
The parking fee has to be paid just as it would for a vehicle.
You should see the trunk on the one. Oh, my God.
Yeah, tie me up here, boss.
Having sexual relations with a porcupine is illegal.
Okay. And damn stupid if you try.
Ow. This is talking about piercing.
One. How about a men may not be seen in...
Men may not be seen publicly in any kind of strapless gown. You'd be in trouble, Gina.
I know.
Because all you wear is strapless. I don't know how you keep it up, but, you know, whatever.
Okay.
You know they got this glue on, you know.
Oh, they have the suction cup.
Yeah.
I need a set of those. Okay. You may not fart in public place after 6 p.m.
But you can do all you want?
Wait, no. It is considered an offense to shower naked. What the fuck?
Excuse me, but oral sex is illegal. Fuck you, too.
And you can't
kiss your wife's breast. But what how come fuck? You can't shower naked?
Really?
What is the
purpose?
Why
would you do? Oh, I've see, done this, I know when where I
go
came
to
from.
When I go to a gym, like, if I don't feel comfortable, like, some gyms, they'll have private booths for you to go in. But some gyms, you have to, like, open. Shower around the pole with, like, 15 other guys. Mm-hmm. I'll wear my shorts and I'll do
you
my
get
business
free
with my
shots
shorts
of
on.
Some bodies.
I don't want any shots of I don't want anybody
I think that comes
me.
From the days when they didn't have washing machines. And so they took a shower and washed their clothes and washed their bodies all at the same time. Rinsed them off, take them out, shake them on the line.
And then stayed naked?
Yes. Well, no, you had to put your robe on then. Or your, some kind
I
of
like
covering gown.
I like naked better, though.
Oh, okay.
Naked's good.
I don't know. I don't want to even think about that.
No, because that's why I bought
naked.
A washing machine.
I love to shower naked, and I love to sing in the shower.
Okay, that's... well, Ryan may not have joined you.
What?
The
I don't
singing
think you
thing.
Have to worry.
The
oh,
singing
okay.
thing.
I was like, I don't think you have to worry about seeing me in the shower naked. You'll never see me with my shirt off. So.
Oh, that's a lie. I did already.
Man.
On your little webcam.
Oh. Yeah, we don't need to discuss that anymore. Next subject.
Well, all right then.
The tangent.
She was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm talking to my mom.
And I went, I can't say it. Yeah, I whispered.
No, you can say it.
I wrote tight back on the IM and I said, there's no nakedness on the iPods in the Windows. He goes, oh, I'm sorry, I got hot. I know you're just hot for me, baby.
Oh, and then I stood up, and yes. my shorts are...
I said, hey.
My shorts accidentally fell down a little bit. She's like, hey, you have a nice crack for a boy. I was like, oh, I hate you. Oh. Wow, 27 minutes, okay. So, let's stop talking
let's
about...
Let's go to Texas. Or you want to talk Texas. About something else?
Yeah, I think we need to go to the next subject, because this is getting a little long.
Okay.
All right.
What about the podcast, you say? Okay, so, Gina and Kathy want to talk about common courtesy.
Oh, yeah, so,
girl. Yes, yeah, fuckers. Girl. God damn it.
Little manners. It's all I ask. A little
yes.
bit of manners.
Don't let the fucking door slam in my face again, bitch.
Oh, was that happening to you at work today?
Oh,
no.
It happens every day.
Oh, at work, it does happen every day.
Every day.
Oh, yeah, that too. Hell yeah. People fucking walk through the thing and just let the door slam.
Especially Shaquisha with her 4-inch nails.
Oh, I know, right?
And can't open the door. Mm-hmm.
So you open it for her?
Yeah, and then she's like, And don't say thank you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, let that bitch...
Bite my ass,
all
bitch.
She says
it's your own door.
All she says
Right in your twat.
What?
Bitch.
I don't know about all that.
No, but...
I'm afraid to say that. She might claw my eyes out with this 4-inch
No, I'm just telling you. They need to have common courtesies.
Yes, they do.
That's not fair.
Or how about just saying thank you?
I know,
like,
right? Jesus.
And what is up with this? Like, because we live at, you know, we work in a TB ward.
Right.
Everybody's hacking and coughing and sneezing
God.
Shit.
And they don't want to cover your mouth.
They don't want to cover your mouth. And if they sneeze and you say, bless you, they just don't even acknowledge you.
I know.
You know. It's all
they're
about
like,
them.
Or you'll sneeze
and
nobody
one
says
anything.
So you know what I do?
What?
When I sneeze, I go, and
bless
nobody
me.
Says anything. Bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll add that to my comments.
Well, I'd be like, I'd sneeze and if somebody said, God bless you, I'd be like, I don't fucking believe in God. What the fuck? I'm writing a statement.
Hell yeah, bitch.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not that serious about it.
No, I know you're
I
not.
I don't want to go into religion because that's something
no,
that's
no,
a
that's
whole
way,
hour
that,
show some other time.
That's a whole different thing.
Although I'm not looking to Catholicism.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
That guy's Gina's good on her knees, so she thinks Catholicism would be great for her.
Yes.
No.
Because she's always kneeling at the altar and kneeling at the pastor or the priest. And
no. Trust me, it's not.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. I have...
I know Catholicism.
My ex, Kevin, was Catholic and, you know, whatever.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It might work for Gina. Didn't work for me.
Yes. Hell yeah. Well, yeah. Let me get on my knees, baby. Shit. No.
Didn't work
Give
for me.
Give me what you got.
But if you were going to go into the Catholic Church, you'd have to cut that hair off.
No, he wouldn't have to do that, but he'd have to wear pants.
Opposed
to a dress.
Right, a strapless dress.
A strapless one that might fall down.
They have fake boobs. That would be great. Yes. I'd love to see that. That's worth going to church for.
Yeah, that would be worth going. Sit in the back and just die laughing.
How about when you have, when you go over a friend's house...
Oh.
And you're sitting there, and you're sitting there, and your mouth feels like the fucking Sahara Desert.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not trying to offer you shit.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. You sit there, and you sit there.
Do you mind if I drink out of your faucet, man? Right.
Do you mind if I go take a cup out of the aquarium over there?
Yeah,
I'm getting a little totally free? Yeah. You know, I'm going to go lap some up. Shit.
But then again, the next one is, what about if you did not call that person to let them know you were on your way?
No, see, that would upset me.
And just drop by.
I wasn't raised that way. You can't do that.
I have dropped by before,
house, you better
but I know
me.
When I'm not wanted.
Yes.
So, I have that.
If I don't get a drink within 3 minutes...
Or at least an offer.
At least an offer.
Then
something's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go. I just stopped by for a second.
Right.
Exactly. You know,
and
Delvin,
you want to be alone, so, you know, I'm leaving.
No.
You can go spank your monkey, twiddle your
twat,
or, you know, whatever.
Ooh, okay.
Them people at work get me all, like...
Crazy.
It's like,
I know, right. They your energy up, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, they do.
Make you want to just go and just...
I got to go
well,
home and
speaking
level
speaking of
like
energy
you know.
And common courtesy and doing good things, our friend Kathy here is looking into Wicca.
And
she's
surprise,
been
surprise.
Reading
so
it.
Gina.
And,
yeah,
Gina.
Oh, Gina too?
Yes. Oh, yeah, Gina.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't
know.
She's my buddy. Yeah.
Well,
Spares
I had no idea.
Journey.
Oh, don't make me take that card again.
I did not know.
But you, that's right. You're good on that one. That's you're good on that one.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Now you know. It's out.
But Gina's never discussed it with me. You have.
Yes.
Oh.
But.
Because you know me. I'm all about telling everybody
you,
everything.
And I picked it on the pilot episode about how I called Gina and then you didn't have a damn word to say to me the whole time.
But.
Oh,
I
no.
came to your defense.
Don't you? There's no coming to my defense.
Excuse me.
I walk by and I go, "Are you talking to Ricky?" And he just like, I go, "Tell him I said hi."
And I
and he
hear
just
that,
ignored
and,
me.
Oh,
I was listening
really,
to,
Gina.
I was listening to you.
Well, let me take that comment back about from the first.
I wish
or, from
would.
Our pilot episode. I am very sorry, Kathy.
Because that ain't right.
Gina is the fucking rude. Because
I knew that he would have his head stuck in that phone with nobody else but you.
Yeah.
You know, because I was there.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, she's rude.
Business.
Didn't even have nothing
Sorry.
To say to me.
Excuse me.
All right, you're
you know
forgiven.
What? You're fired.
This time.
You're not cool on my island anymore.
Hey, now.
Okay, let's talk about Wicca. Maybe I'll get calmed down.
Okay, so it's all about the energies. You got to keep your energies. You know, you can get all mellow.
Do good to other people and it'll come around to you.
There's a lot of different ways you can do it. You can do it by meditation.
What's the cheapest way?
Aromatherapy.
Okay, I don't want to buy anything.
Sit in the corner and meditate.
That's right, meditation.
Turn your music on.
That's right, meditation is the best.
Meditation is one of the best.
Or there's even something
I can't
even better
meditate
too.
Because I have my inside voice and
no,
it's
you
not
have
going.
No, you have to learn how to, it's not anything
down.
You can just sit down and go, okay, I'm going to meditate, and you meditate.
Right.
No, you have to work practice. At it. It's very practical. You have to practice it.
Like anything.
I don't think
practice.
I can. I have too much going on
No,
in
you
my
have
life.
To learn how to shut the layers of your mind
That's
down.
My problem. It's why it's hard
well, you know,
to
I go to school and I work full time.
Exactly.
I work full time.
I have.
And she's a student too.
I'm a student too.
Oh, okay. Yes. Both of you guys are students. I get it too.
And actually, I got.
She is, oh my God, Miss Busy Queen.
I got a lot of things going on.
Yes. She's
a lot
so
of
damn
things.
Busy.
A lot of things I don't know about. We don't get to talk much.
Yeah, not very much.
Get an appointment with
yes.
us.
Yes, it's, but I got a lot of shit going on. And it's like I'm planning for the future.
So. Or didn't you say you were going to go visit a town that it's just like all Wicca?
Casadega.
Casadega,
Florida? Yes, Casadega, okay. Florida. It's
a beautiful
about
place.
An hour.
Did you guys go?
Yes, we did. We spent the weekend.
It's beautiful. It's so tranquil and just wonderful. There's nothing up there.
Nothing.
I don't want to even go there. I wasn't asked to go. I was told that you were going. No one told me Gina was gone.
Well, see, I wasn't sure what day Gina was coming.
Mm.
And then I didn't know that you would be interested.
Well, I told you to tell me about it, to send me the website and everything.
And didn't I send it to you?
No.
I'm bad.
Yes.
I apologize.
Your energy level is
It's that
right
damn
now.
Hell I work in, let me tell you. I get home, it takes me 4 hours to get the shit straightened
out. So where does Wicca come from? What is the history on that?
All traditions. All,
yeah, it's
every
so like
tradition.
Pagan,
they
yeah.
were
all that
pagans,
stuff.
Yes. They, Wicca was actually mixture. One of the first, right. per se, religions.
And I think I believe in a lot of religions
are branched off
from
that. A
from
lot of
Wicca.
Things come from that. Although, you know, if you study witchcraft, you're the devil's child,
right.
you know. But
you're
all religions
skin
are.
And babies so you can fly.
Yeah.
You know, all that good shit.
Right. I've never heard that yeah. before, but.
I made up a new bumper sticker.
What?
You know how there's one at work. It says, hunters do it doggy style. And
yes.
then you can see, you know. This one does this.
Uh-huh.
I made up a new one.
What is it?
Witches do it on the fly.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And Miss Thing that has a doggy style one,
uh-huh.
I think she needs to change it to hunters do it with their dogs.
Oh, with the dogs?
Yes.
Oh,
hunters
okay.
do it with the dogs.
Oh, okay.
With their
I've
dogs.
Never seen her. I've never seen
yeah,
her. But.
Right.
So, yeah, it's
that might
all
bestiality.
About... Well, you know, other people, different people get into it for different reasons, but I got into it because I definitely needed a calming force in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I...
Did you check out other stuff before just going straight to Wicca?
I went straight to Wicca because I've been attracted to it for a very, very long time.
What do people at work think about it?
They have mixed emotions.
Yeah, some
how
people...
About, how about this person? I have to... I'm sorry, I have to write the name down because I don't want to
yes.
say any names.
She's
right.
actually
maybe.
Okay with it.
Yeah?
But...
I don't know who that is. What... Prego?
No.
No?
Older.
Oh, the person that has the Bible on their dashboard?
Probably.
Yeah, and has all the religious stickers,
yeah,
but
probably.
Continues
them fucking
to
Jesus
curse
freaks.
And
mm-hmm.
judge
yeah.
other people.
Yeah, yes. she told me I was going to hell.
Well, don't you
oh,
know
well,
that?
That's,
and I said,
that's
I can't go there, honey. I'm already there. I work
right.
there.
right. I'm in hell with fluorescent lights.
That's exactly. right. And you know, if I go there, I have a lot of friends.
Right, that's what I'm
everybody
saying.
Will be there, honey.
You know, I don't
friends,
friendly, I don't like people
you know,
telling
everybody.
Me what it's right to believe and what's, you know, you got your thing.
Yes.
And if she came to you and was telling you things, you'd be, like, courteous. You wouldn't, like, tell
right.
her, you're wrong.
Exactly.
And that's what happens
oh,
to me,
your
you know, all
yeah,
the time. And
I tell
them
very
tell
quite
me,
blankly.
You go, you're going
I don't
to
talk
hell.
Religion.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, as soon
fuck
as they, I
shit.
Learned that the hard way because yes. I had somebody that, like, really offended the hell out of me. And I'm not going to say the person's name, but this person, I was telling them about my, actually, it was me and another coworker, and our parents had been cremated.
Mm-hmm.
And this person turned around and said, well, you know, they're going to hell, right? And I was just like, and this was a person that was in an upper level management said that to us. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Bitches.
And actually,
well, see, that was always
no, I have a story to tell you. At my dad's wake, I guess that's what you call it,
the visitation.
You know, he was cremated, so mm-hmm. there was nothing there
no
except
funeral.
For pictures.
Right. That's what
well,
my father was.
Well, Melissa's grandmother comes up to me and said, you know, I don't understand. And I was like, yes, ma'am. And she was is his, her grandmother, and my parents had went to church with her a long time ago. And she said, why would you want to burn twice when you're already going to burn once? Because my dad died of suicide. So she was saying he was going to hell. So why would you want to be
cremated
if you're already going to burn? And I was like,
get a jump start,
and
baby.
I was just, I was
hell
so,
yeah,
I was
like,
so like,
deep fry my ass twice. Fuck
I
it.
Was kind of in shock and I didn't know what to think.
Oh, you know
and at the time
are.
I was upset, but now that when I talk to Melissa about it, I just laugh because it's just so funny. And Melissa's dad was
well,
there
they,
too. He was like,
of,
you can't say that.
You
know,
you have a lot of the old people.
And these are like back, I mean, this yeah. is, I mean, the name of the church was Bangor Mountain Church.
Yes.
So and they didn't even have... They didn't even have a bathroom. It was an outhouse.
Oh, God.
So, I mean...
So, it's really
and when
bad
I was
there.
I was young. Yeah. I went there, but I was young.
Right.
So, anyway, that's... She felt the need to tell me that at my dad's
well,
visit.
Or beautiful of her.
Or visit... What is it called?
Visitation. I guess. Or I guess it would be
awake.
Of some sort. Yeah.
The viewing.
Yeah.
The viewing. Yeah. We had the viewing, too. My dad was cremated, also.
Yeah. And it's cheap. It's economical, and you don't have to worry about everything.
Because you know what these builders do when they buy a graveyard.
Oh, yes.
They dig you on up.
No, they don't dig you up. That's what the problem is.
Oh, they leave you on top.
They recycle your ass.
They leave you there. Move your headstones. Oh, yeah, we took care of all the graves. Move your headstones.
They just blend you in with the rest of the shit. And then they
build houses. Oh, that's... Oh, poltergeist.
Yes.
Where do you think these people get these things from?
That's what I thought.
And I'm telling
you. And they buried on the Indians...
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they already hate white people. So,
well, don't say that. I'm an Indian.
Huh?
I'm an Indian.
I'm Indian, too. But,
well, you know. I mean, like, when they were almost 16.
White men
angry
did. Fucking assholes.
Angry.
And I don't blame
they
them.
They have a right.
Yes, they did.
They were almost 16.
They're here 16,
first. Right? Hello, they're land.
Hello.
They're like, get the fuck off my property.
What's up with you, dude?
Thanks for buying my house, bitch.
Go back on over there.
Right.
Go on across back to Lane.
Leave my damn buffalo alone while you're at it.
And take your damn diarrhea with
That's
you.
Right. Go on. Damn people. Jesus.
So, okay.
So that was another thing. It is very interesting that how close that, like, Native American and Wicca.
Right.
There's several of them that are very close. Mm-hmm. You know, same, a lot of the same
like
rituals.
Like over in, what is it, like the Sweden, what do they call them?
Sweden?
Yes. The Swedish ones are Druids or whatever.
Druids,
yeah,
yes.
They're,
you know, that's another thing. It's the same
another
thing.
Style,
and,
yes.
You know, I mean, they have just different branches and everything.
So
like
it's
that.
Almost
Baptist,
like a different
you know, Southern
branch.
Baptist, French Baptist. You know,
so it's almost like
House of
Christianity,
Baptist,
and they have all their
yes.
umbrellas
exactly.
and their breakdowns. So Wicca has that.
And a lot
and
of the words
Christianity
come from,
is from Wicca. Is it breaks
yes.
down from that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and a lot of the words are they. I say this all the time because the words are very hard because it looks like they just like plucked letters out uh-huh. and they made it a word. And that comes from when Christianity came along and some people decided that's all that there should be.
Right.
Then the Wiccans and the pagans and all those
were
had to talk in code.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Because of the fact that
the Christians would burn them
yes.
at the
well,
stake.
You know, and also the fact that our country was founded by witches, actually. You know, the Masons on them.
Yeah.
That's a type of Wicca.
It's a,
and
you know,
they
it's
founded.
Was Joan of Arc Wicca? No, she wasn't.
She was.
Was she
yes.
Wicca?
Mm-hmm.
Because she said she was hearing voices, so I thought maybe it was from God.
Well,
no,
she was a little crazy,
was,
but
no,
she
heard the fairies' voices because in her town there was a willow tree.
Uh-huh.
And she played around the willow tree all the time, and the willow tree is a magical tree and it
mm-hmm.
has the fairies.
Mm-hmm.
So she would talk to the fairies, so they thought
got
she was
some
crazy.
Fairies too.
Not
oh,
that
okay.
kind of fairy, honey. What's with that?
I haven't seen those kind of fairies around a tree in a long time.
I know, but you have to
so.
You have to put milk and cookies out.
Oh, I see.
unlike the other ones, you just pull your dick out and there's a fairy.
Well, ooh,
well let me try
silence.
That.
I don't. No.
No, it wouldn't look right on me.
No.
No.
And plus,
but you know that would be great to be a morphodite. That would be
just
great.
Just to be able to be what you want to be?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because you
play
could just...
Both.
Yeah, you'd have...
Yeah, but both of them usually aren't working when you're a hermaphrodite. Hermaphrodite. Is that...
Yeah, hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite,
yes.
Either one is dominant, one doesn't work. So...
See, I told you, I was unlike them other girls.
What if your penis worked, but it was like only this big?
Because I know how that.
Well, there's a lot of guys who
y'all.
Have penises that size.
I mean, I know
that's
really an important issue. Geez. You know, to me that would be great, but you know,
like,
yeah, but to have that
like,
and
did
then
you
a
grow
vagina
up?
That doesn't work.
It's
that
like,
would be sucky.
Did your dick get stunted at you know at birth?
Yeah, because my vagina.
Hey, that
took
has
over.
Happened. I saw it on
Jesus
Oprah
Christ,
where
like,
the boy was circumcised and they cut the whole thing off and they turned him into a girl.
Yes.
So the whole time their parents thought she was a lesbian and it was really a guy on the inside.
They should have cut mine off.
Isn't that awful?
They should have gave me a full circumcision.
But see, that's what they're because there's quite a few people that are born like that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize until I started doing some research on it. And there's quite a few people.
That's why
I think
circumcision should not be allowed until the person's 18 years old.
Right. Then they
and
have
teach the parents how to
clean
that shit.
Where they have to
and removal
leave
should
them
be
long
optional
enough
too.
For them to make up their
right.
minds.
That's
because
right.
our
vagina,
bodies control
a vagina,
lot.
Bitch.
Right.
You know.
And I think that, I mean, I don't think they give the alternative for the parents to show them how to clean you know, an uncircumcised penis.
Right.
They don't want to do that because
no.
the parent thinks it's too much trouble or you know, a lot of religious things or whatever.
Right.
But I don't think, I mean, and
see,
it'll stop that kind of thing.
Yes.
Not like penis butter.
Ooh. I doubt it.
Fermenta skin?
Roll it back.
Fermenta cheese?
Yes. Yes.
Yummy.
Lovely.
Cheese and crackers, baby.
No, thank you.
No. Mm-hmm.
That's
if it's nasty, I ain't eating it.
Sausage and cheese.
If it's nasty, you're not eating it. So does nasty actually qualify as like flies coming out of it?
Is that nasty? That's nasty.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because some people, that's not nasty.
Sure. Well, this is true, but not in my world.
Oh, okay.
And in my world, the sky is purple.
Okay,
so
mine's a dizzy shade of blue.
It's because you're dizzy, honey, but we love you.
Well, you know, everybody loves me.
Everybody loves their China.
Yes. Gotta love your China.
Do you love your China?
Oh, yes, of course.
Do you love it? Do you pet it every day?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
Every other day?
Mine doesn't get walked every day.
Oh.
My vagina.
Dog. No, mine doesn't get walked.
My vagina. Woo!
And you don't even have one.
No. Oh, I have a mangina.
Yes. You have a mangina?
Yes.
I'd ask to see it, but you'd probably show it to me.
No, I probably wouldn't. It hasn't been walked in a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know the feeling, brother.
Well, Gina's not saying anything, so obviously hers has been.
Yeah,
what?
Your Gina's been walked lately? Dog. We know who's walking the dog.
Yes, it's been taken for a test drive.
Yeah, drive my ass.
Well, excuse
that's
me
a
on
4-hour
that
race.
Excursion. Excuse me, it took an adventure.
You could say.
Did the person get a trophy or what?
I don't know about that. But Gina should have.
Oh, really? Do you know the person?
No, no.
Oh.
No.
He had to write a name down for me on a piece of paper the other day because he said that he was with someone in the city that we live in that was, like, ginormous.
Yes. We're talking horse.
Mr. Ed, huh?
Yes.
Damn.
Jesus Christ, it was huge.
And what did he... Never mind.
Did you
never
walk?
Mind. The visual coming here.
Well, yeah, but it was one of those things where you start off and you start off strong. And it's like, yeah, give it to me every night. And every night turns into, okay, we're going to go every other night to every 2 or 3 nights to once a week to once a month to, oh, my God, my ass is hurting.
Was that at a time that you worked with us?
Yes.
Is it that time you came in the wheelchair?
Get my little hum around, baby.
Likes it for the vibration off the bat.
Just like Mrs. T.
It makes his energy level calm. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sure it does. Okay. You can call it that if
so,
you want.
Oh, we're running at 50 minutes. Yes. I think it's almost time to go.
I think we've... But I do want to plug somebody because I just love them.
I'm sure you do want to plug someone, China.
Yes. Plug my apple.
Apple a day.
I don't know. Right. Kathy is a PC user.
Yes.
She's
but I'm trying to convert her.
And I got all these little Apple guys around me.
Yes.
And she
has an iPod.
Well, we did bring her partway into the Apple side.
Yes. So she's almost there.
I'm almost there.
But that's how I started.
If somebody front me a couple grand, I'll get me an Apple.
That's how I started. iPod.
Please send any donations to Kathy at P.O. Box. And this is a real address, too. P.O. Box 3498 Lakeland, Florida 33802.
And that's Foul Monkeys, or you can put Kathy on there.
Yes, you can put Kathy care of Foul Monkeys.
So I'm really liking this computer, guys.
Yes, but I want to give a big shout out to Apple because I just love your shit.
Have you seen the new commercials?
Orgasm.
Oh, okay. Orgasmic. This is what we're gonna do. On cue, when I tell you to go, you're gonna say, "I'm a PC," and then you're gonna go, "I'm an Apple."
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
I'm a PC.
I'm an Apple.
You haven't seen the commercial,
no.
So you don't get it. I would play it, but I'm afraid it will rest up the recording.
Okay, yes.
I'm
not used to that.
But yeah,
well, I have to watch
Apple
it.
Apple is the shit.
I'm
Apple is what's bringing
with
you this wonderful show.
Yes, it is. I'll try to bring it up and see if it'll work. I don't know.
Thanks to Apple and the wonderful GarageBand, a great product. It's very easy. You know, even George Bush could use it.
Here we go.
You
right
had
here.
To bring him right up, didn't you?
And unfortunately, our audience can't hear this, but...
Oh, no, I think they can.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes, if you, in case you can't, then just go on the website, and it's on the Apple website. It's on the very beginning, but Apple, they're beautiful.
The big guy was PC, and the skinny, gorgeous, cute guy was Apple, of course.
And I'm a former PC user way back to the Windows 3.0 days. Long
3.0? I don't remember that shit.
I remember 3.0. I remember DOS.
Why? Me too. Why do you think my ass went to Apple? I got tired of Bill Gates and his rich ass fucking
stuff. Originally, when I was in seventh grade, we had the old Macs, the little the gray things,
I know, the,
and the one, all in one thing. Yes. And I was like, I don't care.
Those were scary.
This was almost
looking.
Before the internet. Like the internet. Yes. I mean, like
we
the
didn't
internet
have computers
was fresh.
In my school.
Well, I wouldn't think so back during the Flintstones times. When you
was it with Flintstones, honey?
You ever heard of a TSR-80?
I helped the goddess create dirt.
If any of you out there have heard of a TSR-80, drop us a line at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. But have you ever heard of a TSR-80?
No.
It's from Texas Instrument.
Is it a computer or
yes,
a calculator?
It's a computer. It's a very old computer. They used to use cassette tapes as their data
devices.
Oh,
you know, like when I was in first grade, we had these computers that we would stick like these punch cards in, and there would be like a game on it.
Yes. These are kind of the same way.
Oh, okay. I used to work for the courthouse in another
county. Where they kept records in the
punch
things? No,
and those punch cards.
Uh-huh.
I was the one that typed those punch cards.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That was the first computer
and
I worked on.
And then what happened?
I moved on. Thank God. Well, no, I actually. Yeah, I wish I had stayed because that was not as. That was kind of like a suburb to hell.
Right.
You know, instead of like, boof, right into hell.
What is that called? What is that called? Purgatory?
No, that's going to heaven, honey.
Oh!
I'd be a happy girl if I went to purgatory.
I'm going to purgatory.
Woohoo! Purgatory, here I go.
Okay, so this show is going a little long.
Yes.
I think we'll post all of it.
I think so, too. Yeah, I don't think there's any sense.
Actually, Kevin said, you know what? 30 minutes is a little too long. Do you think you can cut it down to about 15?
Oh, hell
no. I was like,
no, you're a person that's
not patient.
That's right.
Most people are listening to it while they're working.
Exactly.
While they're working out.
Which
while
is what
they're
I was
walking
doing
their
today.
Dogs.
Right. And they don't want it to be that quick. Yes.
Right. I listened to 3 episodes of Twit today. Well, actually 2.5.
I listened to Don and Drew, Little Fatty Cast, I listened to PNS Explosion, and I listened to Distorted View, and I listened to Bear Podcast, and I listened to B-Talk, all today. So, that's a lot of stuff. But, okay, so I guess we'll go ahead and finish the show.
Not my crazy tape, so I don't know postal.
Don't forget that you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Go Gmail.
Visit our website at www. Of course, you know the fucking www. But it's foulmonkeys.com.
Yay! My name's Tina, and my brother's name is George Bush.
But yeah, it's foulmonkeys.com.
And also, don't forget that you can download us and subscribe to us at iTunes. We would really appreciate it. I did go to Podcast Alley and enter in our podcast, so people can start voting there. If you want to vote there, go to podcastalley.com. Pick our podcast. And put in your email address.
Talk about the China.
Oh my God.
But also, before we
go out,
I would like to thank Miss Kathy for dropping by.
Thanks for
having
me, guys. Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I'm not a podcast virgin anymore.
Maybe you can tell us about maybe your vagina getting locked next time, if it's possible.
Maybe next time.
And please drop us a line, you know, with comments about Miss
Kathy. Yes, we love comments. Yeah,
this
show is a little long.
Be a Harley.
Oh yeah, that's so butch.
Vibration, baby, vibration.
Right between them legs.
You can get it cheaper on a washing machine.
No.
No, it don't work.
Been there, done that.
Not me.
Gets you all hot and, you know, vibrating and
sweaty, I guess. Oh. Kathy, that's my chair.
I think I'm having a hot flash.
I think she made a deposit.
No, I didn't. I kept it to myself.
That's a deposit. Okay, so we're out of here. This is our third episode.
Our fourth episode
will probably be Sunday. And we have a special guest lined up. We're not going
to
say who it is. It's only a secret.
Just in
we
case
actually had
they
to fly
decide
this
not
person.
To.
We ha- well, we, it depends on their flight schedule. We had to fly them from California to get here. So, we'll see.
Secret.
Yeah. So, you guys have a great
Could be family.
Maybe. Bye. Family.
Well, that's a whole bunch of crazy.
Oh, that one, but it's not from California. he's from Culver City.
Yeah,
that's still flying a bit, baby.
I think he was born there.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're really going this time. You guys have a great week.
Well, do we say goodbye to an hour?
Have a nice evening.
Fuck, we're right at 54 minutes. We finally make it to an hour.
Yeah, I guess so.
Give
them
okay. Long and hard.
I don't know. What do you want?
Long and hard. What about the podcast?
We have to watch. Yeah. 5 minutes.
Okay.
So long and hard, baby. Always.
Yeah, right. It's for you, not for me.
Make me scream, baby. Make me scream.
Oh, now I go with that one.
Who's your daddy?
No, that's Kathy. You have to say who's your mama.
Yes.
No, I am the mama.
What if you were with someone? They said, "Who's my granny? Who's my granny?"
That's not funny.
Instantly.
That's going to be all this year. That's not funny.
No, but what if they literally said that to you? Would you just like stop everything?
Oh, yeah. I got to go. See ya. Yes. I got to go.
Well, yes. For my granny. Come back.
Kiss my
no,
ass.
I love my granny.
I'm not your granny.
Lick my granny ass, motherfucker.
I ain't your stepsister either. No.
I like older guys, but not grandpa.
I don't. Like age is really a thing. It just depends on.
Yes, it's a thing that changes after you're with a person for about 5 years.
Yes.
And it really changes. Okay, China, I know we have 47 minutes. Okay. Damn.
You
know what? I'm the producer. I'll do what the fuck I want to do.
That's
excuse
right.
Me.
Yeah. So there.
If Kathy wants to talk, the bitch will talk.
Well, right. Phone girl,
I don't have anything to say.
No. Well, no. That. No. Stop.
Okay,
everything.
So I could talk about one more little issue.
Okay.
And it's going back to the common courtesy thing.
Okay.
I think everybody should just take a deep breath in, hold it for about 4 seconds.
From their joint.
No.
No.
It's clean that'll air.
Work. I got confused
clean
there.
Air.
So we have clean air.
Clean it. Well, as clean as we're going to get it.
Right.
And release it. Okay. And everybody just.
Cannabis does the body good.
Say thank you or hello or. Whatever. Something
what
nice
if,
to somebody.
But what
somebody.
If you're in New York City where the air is not clean and everybody's rude?
Well, everybody's rude everywhere and the air is dirty everywhere.
So what's the point of saying hello to them?
We're in the big dick. They're rude here too.
Oh, okay, so let's try
turn
it.
The
yeah, because you know what?
Try it.
You know, actually, I've done that to people, and they just look at you like...
I did that in California,
like,
in Los Angeles. I was talking to someone on the bus, and they're like,
God.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
I know, right?
And I was like, oh, okay.
They
and I would have looked at it and said, I'm talking to you, motherfucker.
But then there was a guy at the front of the bus that was pounding on his chest, because I think he was coming down from, like, heroin thing, and I was scared, so I just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you there.
So
get off the hair when the dude.
We have 2.5 minutes.
Ooh.
Should we try the deep breath?
Yes, let's do the deep breath.
You ready? 1, 2, 3. And how long do we hold it?
Get your
endorphins. Damn, I about blew Gina off the chair.
Get your endorphins going. Everybody have a great
damn, that was a hell of a blowjob.
Yes. You guys have a great week. We are ending 2 minutes early. We don't want to talk about anything else because we're through.
Okay, well, are we done?
We're it.
We're basking in the afterglow.
That's it.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, all right. Well,
goodbye. Say bye, Gina.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Gina.
Bye.
Bye, Ricky.
Bye.
Fuck you.
Thank you.
Fuck you.
Fuck both of you.
Yeah.